friends, it's Abby Feeder, certified life and fertility coach, and you're listening to The Fertility Chick. This show is all about the path to parenthood, which is never the same for everyone, and our guests' professional success along the way. Today, we have Dr. Jen Henchy on the show with us today. Jen is the founder of Ferdal, P-H-E-R-D-A-L. PhD is in the title quite intentionally, and it is, of course, a play on words for Ferdal. Jen had her own fertility struggle, which led to her scientific mind going into engineer mode while she and her engineer husband created an at-home device that is increasing the rates of fertility. And it is the only FDA-cleared sterile device as such. I cannot wait for you to hear how it came about and how it's used. Here's Jen. Jen, we did it.
We did it. We're here.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. So excited.
Me too. We're going to dive into something I've never really talked about on the show. Why don't we start with, you're wearing your adorable branded shirt, Ferdal, spelled with a PH, which I love.
PhD.
Why don't we talk about, no big deal, PhD. just a couple years of school. Why don't we talk about your product first, and then let's go back to how it came into being.
Sure. So Ferdal is the proud maker of the first and only FDA-cleared sterile at-home insemination kit. People can try. Yes. It's for anyone struggling to conceive or has chosen not to conceive through intercourse. It's delivered directly to your door, no prescription needed. And it is the invention that gave me my daughter. So I'm a little biased, but it's amazing to watch people get help and build their families the same way that I was able to.
And let me just repeat, it is the only FDA cleared device for this purpose.
That is sterile.
That is sterile, which is like, duh.
Right?
Yes.
Like when I learned that that was like a differentiator, I remember being like, huh? We have 3 patents now, and 2 of them are just around the sterility. Which there is, I could nerd out about the whole science behind that. That is like super important because changes in your reproductive microbiome are linked directly to infertility. But like the fact that no one out there gave a shit enough to like, maybe sterilize some devices before they go inside your body is, I mean, par for the course in this world. In this world of lack of women's options and fertility treatments that are affordable. So,
but it's crazy.
Yeah, we're proud to be setting the standard.
Yeah, nobody thinks about putting anything near that part of their body that's not sterile.
Right. And like, if you have ever, my husband's an engineer, if you've ever seen anything be manufactured and where those things are stored, And, there is an argument, well, hey, sex isn't sterile. If you're struggling to conceive, that's when our product is for you. Like if your fertility is a balance and age is a factor, and even like small microbial changes in your reproductive tract can be enough to like tip the scales away from your favor. So, it's a fertility treatment. It's not necessarily for people that aren't struggling to conceive.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the actual device and then let's go back to how you came up with it.
Yes. So the actual device is 3 syringes and 3 jars that are sterile and individually wrapped that come in the kit for 1 month of treatment. So really it's as easy and familiar to use as a tampon. You collect semen in the jar, put it into the syringe, and then I always recommend doing it at night. And right before you go to bed, that way I hated being told just relax when I was going through infertility.
Right.
I would punch anyone in the face who told me to relax again.
That's literally what I say. We used to keep a list, people I want to punch. And for that reason.
I was like, we were making shirts that say not relaxed. Like, no, I don't want to effing relax. And no one has ever just relaxed and got pregnant. Like, can we talk about that? Like,
of course.
Anyway,
it's the worst advice. It's the worst advice. And also,
it is the worst.
Like, you stress so much more about the fact that you're not relaxing.
Oh, right. Like, okay, I need to relax. Here I go. Like, fuck
starting
that.
Now.
Just, right. Like, I would say, fuck relax and just like be proactive, be the opposite of relaxed. Like, we should not be so passive when it comes to just accepting people's random advice for us. But anyway,
truth.
I do recommend it at night because when you are sleeping, whether you like it or not, you're relaxed.
Yeah.
And it gives them, the sperm, the most opportunity to swim up and greet the egg. So use it for 3 nights during your ovulation phase. And it's really as easy as that.
Amazing. Okay. So I know that you came up with this idea because you kind of jerry-rigged your own version. So can you tell us how that happened and how you got to your daughter?
Yeah. Speaking of being, you know, as you can tell, there's a little passion / spite in there about me being told to relax.
Yes.
So I was diagnosed with unexplained infertility. I had to wait. I was 32. So I had finished my PhD, which is in biology, i.e. the study of life, which is ironic. And we'll get to why that's part of the name in a minute. But so I had to wait a year. And I remember 8 months of trying, being told I had to wait a year. And I'm like, I don't have a year. You know, like I don't have these next 4 months. Like, what if those are my last 4 eggs? Like I was so, I was almost like laughed at by my OBGYN at the time. And it was awful. Those next 4 months were awful. So I get ready to go to the reproductive endocrinologist and I am like hop, skipping, jumping, like cannot wait to see this bird. I'm like, you're going to give me my baby. Here I am. I walk in, there's cucumber water and music playing and babies on the wall. And I'm like, I'm here. And you know, it's really hard to have hope when you're going through this. And so to finally have that hope, it was like, oh, it was so amazing to have that. And my husband and I went through the whole round of testing that day. You know, I'm like running around half naked. Sure, poke prod me. I'm like, figure it out. Cause you know, and I remember I sat with the reproductive endocrinologist and he was like, well, you have unexplained infertility. And I remember at the time I was working in cancer research. So I was working on personalized cancer therapy. So tailored to every single individual's tumors. And when he said unexplained infertility, I started laughing because I was like, that's not a real diagnosis. Oh, it is. Okay. Like literally they were just like, well, we don't know what's wrong with you. And I looked at him and he's like, by the way, that diagnosis means your insurance won't cover any fertility treatment. Because they don't know. Right. And I'm sitting there as he's saying this, like trying to like figure it out. Again, like my day job at this point was working in an oncology, like cancer research. So I'm sitting there like, and what world am I in? Because like the oncologist I worked for would never just be like, well, you know what? You have unexplained cancer. By the way, your insurance is cut off. Mm. And then the kicker was they handed me this nice little prepared loan application and said, you know, if you can't pay cash today, here's some options to take out a loan. And we're going to move forward with intrauterine insemination, IUI. And I started laughing, like inappropriate anger response laughing. Uh-huh. Like, and he was like, you know, I mean, it was awkward because I'm laughing when in this situation.
Sure. It's like that uncomfortable laughter.
Right.
Like,
but I'm sitting there like, I know enough about this to be dangerous. Like what? This isn't. Well, anyway, I said to him, I go, you don't know what's wrong with me. And he's like, nope, we've done all the tests we can. And I go, but you're offering a solution. And he was like, I mean, it's a potential solution. Then we'll move on to IVF. And I was like, but you don't know what's wrong. So scientist 101, how do you solve a problem if you don't know what the problem is? And he's like, well, do you want to be a mom or not? Because you're not going to be a mom naturally. And
he goes on the list of people we want to punch.
Oh, big punch. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so you literally slapped me with it. Like, can you at least not diagnose me with infertility so that I can go get another opinion? He's like, nope, we've already turned it into your insurance. And it was just like in that moment, I realized like, this is all a big fucking scam.
Yeah.
Like, go explain it. Don't just diagnose me like, man, catch all, you know, like, let's figure it out. Like, let's, or at least tell me why I need to do this invasive procedure, right? Like, don't just be like, this is what you have to do if you want to become a mom. Because I have learned, and so has my husband, that like the best way for me to do something is if you tell me that I can't.
Kind of like relax. Or breathe. If someone tells me to breathe, I'm like, I will not breathe.
Yeah. I will sit here.
Yes.
And so my husband was all excited that we had a plan, right? He's like, okay, we're moving forward. At least we got answers. And I was like, we got the opposite of answers. So on the way home, I told him, I'm like, I don't want to take out the loan yet. I need to figure out why. Like, we can't afford to just take out $10,000 for this guy's best guess because he doesn't want to do more testing. So what I discovered, I switched off like all the emotions and I went like straight scientist mode. Like, I'm just going to figure this shit out myself. And up until then, I had been pretty passive with my fertility journey. And I kind of said, fuck that. Let's figure out what's actually going on. Or I need to at least understand why this is recommended. Like, as the next step, isn't there anything else? So I went to Google Scholar and started doing research and found that there was intracervical insemination. And the limited clinical, you know, papers that were out there, because hashtag women's health, and we had only ever studied sperm. Like, the amount of papers on sperm are as disgusting as sperm. And so they had found in these limited studies that it actually had the same live birth rate as IUI. So it was as effective. And when I read that, I was like, why did no one ever offer me this? Like,
and let's break down exactly what ICI, right?
ICI were officially, according to the FDA, intervaginal insemination, but were the longest on the market. Delivered directly to the opening of the cervix, but instead of using washed sperm and going into the uterus, it delivers sperm 1 inch lower just to the opening of the cervix and has shown the same live birth rate.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, if they're just trying to get sperm closer to the egg, like if that's their goal with IUI, like this has shown that it can have the same live birth rate. Like, why don't we try this? I can do it at home. This seems like a non-invasive no-brainer, right? So then I go look out on the market and there are non-sterile devices, phallic-shaped objects, just really gross, like people using the word turkey baster. And I was like, no, that's not, you don't call IUI a turkey, like, no. And so I, working in a research lab, ordered IVF-grade plastic and sterilized plastic to make my own device. And in the second month of use, we conceived my daughter, Lois, who is now 5 and in preschool right now.
Amazing. Okay, here's the thing. We all know that prenatals and all supplements and vitamins are not created equal. I love the brand WeNatal. They are revolutionizing the fertility space, and they have created the cleanest, most comprehensive prenatal formulas for both men and women. That's right, for both men and women, hence the name WeNatal. I wish I had them when I was trying to conceive. Unlike most prenatals on the market, which basically have about 12 nutrients each, WeNatal has 24 at research-backed amounts. So for example, 4,000 IU of vitamin D, that is not found in most prenatals. They include nutrients that other prenatals leave out, like methylated vitamins, choline, and iron. You would think you might have to take a million pills for this, but you don't. They fit it all into just 3 pills a day. Keep in mind that men and their sperm are half of the equation here. 50% of sperm are responsible for miscarriage, conception rates, pregnancy outcomes, and the health of a future baby. Even if you or your partner are not trying to conceive, WeNatal formulas can be taken as a multivitamin. Y'all know I'm way past my postpartum period and I still take WeNatal every day, and I tell you, I feel the difference. Also, if you're not trying to conceive, but you ultimately want to, it's a great insurance policy for when the time does come. Of course, they're offering an exclusive deal to all my listeners that you won't find on any other podcast. It's a free Omega DHA fish oil with any new subscription. It's a $34.95 value. Just use my link to grab this freebie. WeNatal.com/fertility check. I am telling you, you are going to love it.
How does one order hospital grade IVF equipment, plastic?
Working in a research lab.
Okay. So like you did it through your science connections.
Yes. Yes.
You don't just like go to Uline and you're like medical grade.
No, okay. Like there's always reps coming by and I was like, okay, I think we can try this and this and we need this. And like, yeah, I turned to my husband and I was like, hey, can you hold my beer before we do that? I want to try this real quick. And thankfully he agreed to it because don't tell me what I can't do again. Yeah, and it worked. My daughter's 5. My son, I joke that it worked so well, it worked twice. I never even got my period. And I'm holding a 3-month-old. And my son, aka Michael Phelps, just swam right up there with no problem at all.
Wow.
And I have 2 kids now that are 5 and 4, 380 days apart. Wow. And I was burned out. I went from academia then into the software industry. And I was like climbing the corporate ladder and like losing my soul every day as I did it. I mean, I was good at it and made money, but I told my husband one day when he came home, like, I want to make Lois makers for everybody. And he was like, if I tell you no, are you going to go do it anyway? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it started as like a side hustle. I ordered 200 of the same kits. We sold out in 90 days and we have 34 other babies. In the world. God.
How do you even start marketing something like that? Where did you go first?
I made a website. Mm. It was actually 3 years ago on Mother's Day is kind of what prompted me to try to take the leap. But I had never talked about my infertility. Like it was my biggest secret, especially when I was in academia, because I was looked down upon as a PhD in biology. Like one, I'm supposed to, you know, go become a research scientist and not care about being a mother. But 2, if I don't know how to reproduce, right, like it had an impact on my career and I was already in a male dominated field. So I started by making a website and started learning how to share my story and talk about it. And the more I talked about it, the more I realized that, oh, other people are struggling too. And I named the company Fertile, but spelled with a PhD out of spite because they told me I was infertile. I'm wrong. Using that PhD. But yeah, it's been, we didn't start selling till later that year. And then after we sold out, I approached the FDA and they were like, this is a great idea. You're going to need FDA clearance. And I was like, I don't know what that means. Turns out it was just a lot of money and testing. Mm. So we crowdfunded. I don't know how many medical devices are crowdfunded, but I think we are a short list.
Yes, definitely.
We crowdfunded $600,000. All of that went towards paying for testing for the safety and sterility of our product. And we were just awarded that in December.
Amazing.
And we have officially been on the market since Valentine's Day.
Mm, I love it.
As the first and only sterile FDA cleared fertility treatment people can try at home.
And do people buy directly from you, from your website? Okay.
Yep. We're working on expanding our sales channels, but right now, if you go to fertile.com, you can buy it directly.
P-H-E-R-D-A-L. It has that PhD in it. Okay. Uh-huh. Amazing. Let's talk about the crowdfund. How did you, and who did you approach and how did you approach them?
When I left the FDA meeting, where they were like, you just need clearance. I was like, okay, I'm not going to order more kits. I'm going to do this the right way one time, you know, keep my integrity. Then I found out about the price tag. They're like, okay, so, you know, like the first test will cost around $600,000. And I was like, and I just don't have, they estimated 3 to 5 million is what it would cost to get FDA clearance. Like some of these tests are just bananas. They take like 6 months and hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I quit my job and we offered crowdfunding equity. So people could actually, for like $250, you could own shares in our company. And it started, I just went to Facebook and started telling everyone, like no one knew my infertility story. And what I found is the more I share it, the more like so many people, I now know 1 in 5 are like, oh, me too. Even like college friends that I've had for 20 years, I had no idea that they went through it. Mm. I have college friends now with fertile babies. It really is just the power of
sharing your story. And I just decided I wasn't going to be ashamed of it anymore. And there was nothing to be ashamed of in the first place. And there's a lot of things wrong with the healthcare system. And I want to help fix a small part of that.
I love that. And still no technical diagnosis, as far as you know. Yeah, which is like the kicker of all of it.
Yeah.
And can people use, if something's FDA cleared, can people use like FSA or HSA funds? I don't know anything about this part of it. But
So you can buy medical devices with FSA and HSA. And so, that will, you just turn in your receipt to them and
it's eligible for reimbursement. Medical device
and it's eligible for reimbursement.
And in your dream world, where will Fertile start showing up?
All over your social media, but on store shelves. So, I grew up in a town of 2,000 people on a farm where, ironically, artificial insemination is very common. Like, I feel like animals have a lot more technology than humans have had. But my goal is an accessible and safe at-home fertility option that every single person can try. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to have $10,000. You don't need to have access to go see the best doctors in the world. I'm not saying that you won't need that eventually, but you can try Fertile for up to 6 months at home. And I want you to be able to just go to your local pharmacy and pick it up like you do a pregnancy test.
Can I ask what the price point is?
So they're $199.
Amazing.
For 1 month.
Amazing. For one month. Three attempts. Like your three most quote unquote.
Three syringes and three jars.
Right? Got it. Crazy. I love it. So looking backwards, I feel like so many things, right? The dots connect only looking backwards. Mm-hmm. Are you happy you have your PhD?
Ooh, good question. I am happy. It's hard for me to say if I would do it again. I am the first PhD in biology and computer science from my university. So I am a biologist who learned how to code and did DNA sequencing. That's why there's the DNA. Mm-hmm. So I was kicked out of grad school and told I wasn't smart enough to be there, which is, again, don't tell me what I can't do. So then I'm like, I'm just going to create my own degree here. Mm-hmm. I wish that I would have learned how easily I could have transitioned out of academia. I think I just felt stuck, like if I had to stay there. So yes, I'm glad that I got it. I wish I would have learned some of those lessons sooner, but I guess we always want that, right? Mm-hmm. So the only thing I can do now is pay that forward. Mm-hmm. I give speeches to grad students and a lot of women scientists about understanding their worth. And not just being, stuck as a postdoc for 6 years, making $20,000 working for someone else to put their names on your papers. So it is a passion of mine just to make sure that those who want to pursue it know the avenues afterwards for them. Mm.
I love that. Do you feel like you had enough business sense? Are you still learning as you go? I'm a very fly the plane in the air kind of person. I feel like I get that sense about you as well.
Ignorance is bliss and great sometimes. I mean, shoot, if I would have known what it was like, I remember I was like, I'm going to get FDA clearance in 3 months.
Yeah.
There's just factors outside of my control, which I also hate. I am a fourth generation entrepreneur. So I grew up watching my grandpa start a family business that my dad then took over and ran for 52 years. So even though I wasn't educated in business, and my family had an agricultural business. So it was built on a lot of like relationships and trust with farmers. And I think I learned so much more than I realized until I started, my own business. Like my customers are more than customer. Like I call them the Fertile family. I will do anything I can to help support someone who is going through this. Mm. And so I think a lot of those type of skills probably come from, watching my grandpa and my dad build their business.
I love that. So, okay. Just as we wrap up, I like to ask everybody if there's a cliche or saying or piece of advice that you think about often, or maybe that you give out often.
Mm.
Take your time.
That I give out often, a cliche piece of advice?
That you get or that you give? Or sometimes there's just like a saying, you know, that rings in your head all the time. I mean, my grandma had a saying for everything, everything from like age is just a number and mine is unlisted to powder and paint, make a girl what she ain't. I mean, you name it, she had a saying. And so they all run through my head like constantly.
There are so many. I think that's probably what I'm like. The one that's, it's kind of a double-edged sword is everything happens for a reason. Because it is, again, punch-worthy if someone says that to you while you're trying to conceive. Because what are you telling me that I don't have a reason? Like, or that it gives the impression that like you have no control over the situation.
Or that you're meant to go through something so painful.
Right. Or that you have to like, you know, earn your keep, so to speak. But I will say on the business sense, you know, there's been things that have happened and relationships built that a year later, I'll be like, oh, I see the reason this happened or that happened. So outside of infertility, like I'm trying to embrace that more. I'm just so tainted with, it's kind of like relax. It's like a trigger for me, like if anyone says it.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to see more and more just like the little puzzle pieces that come together when, you know, like we want to do nothing but good in the world. So nothing good is, I mean, nothing but good is going to come from it. So like even these hard times, there's been little puzzle pieces that I'm now seeing like come together, and it's almost like this snowball effect. Like it's rolling and I'm like on this journey now and I'm so excited. Who, I never planned to start a freaking medical
fertility business
company. I know. Like
same girl, same. Yeah.
I mean, but like, then when people are like, everything happens for a reason, I'm like, okay, there are some things there. Just, I got to get over the, just don't say it ever to anyone with infertility ever. But
exactly. Everything happens for a reason unless you're going through infertility.
Then screw you. But
then
yeah,
screw you.
I'm going to try to embrace it and the other stuff in life.
I love that. I love that. Jen, I hope you get a much larger number of fertile babies in the next few years. And if we can help in any way, please let us know. We will, of course, link out to everything for you. So nice to chat with you.
I'm hoping we have a lot of holiday presents to send out this year.
I love that.
Our first kit. So thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome.
You're the best. I love when stories change lives based on personal experience. I'm so blown away by this device that she created. I want to thank you guys so much for your feedback over the past couple weeks. You've been really enjoying the episodes. I know I say this every time, but it really makes a difference if you like, follow, share, and review. I'm Abby Feeder on Instagram, The Fertility Chick, or In Circle Fertility. Please remember, you don't have to go through this alone. If you or someone you know is struggling through infertility, please reach out. Let's see if I can lighten the load for you. And in the meantime, see you next week.